All right. Let's just... let's just try to sum up the quickly, briefly, the Rambam and Ramban again. Okay? Let's try to put it... sometimes it's faster than Rublo Tfasu. Let's just try to trim it down to the basic idea. Without necessarily fleshing it out in total. Okay. Let's just say what we can say safely. Let me just see. Okay, so we want to say like this. We had the Chakira. I think it's a good Chakira. That when you have two things that are not ma'akvin, right, and we say they're one mitzvah, what does that mean about the chalakim themselves? Okay? What does it mean about the chalakim themselves? Does it mean that there's a chiyuv, there's a tzivoy on each chalak independently? Okay, there's a tzivoy in each chalak independently, but since they share an inyan in the minyan hamitzvos, they're one. Okay, or does it mean that there's a tzivoy on the inyan itself? There's a tzivoy on the inyan itself, and the inyan has components, but in this case, the components have independence of each other. They have value. They have a value of a shame of asiyas hamitzvah in their own right. Okay. So in other words, if a person does tcheles alone or loven alone, is he mekayim a chovas tcheles or loven, or is he mekayim an asiyas tzitzis? But tzitzis is such that there are asios within it. Okay? So it's possible to say like this, that maybe that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Okay? Maybe that is the machlokas. This chakira. Alright? That the Rambam is saying that the mitzvah, the tzivoy is the inyan itself. Okay, the tzivoy is on the inyan. And what does that mean? What does it mean the tzivoy is on the inyan? So when they're ma'akvin, let's take it one by one. When they're ma'akvin, that means that they're separate natures. They're completely different. They're different identities that merge into one, right? And each thing on its own. Okay, so if it's ma'akvin, like the Dalad Minim, so then it means to say, like the Rambam says, that the thing that is sought, right? The thing that's sought after doesn't emerge without all of them. Right? It doesn't have the quality of simcha without the dalad minim. Correct? Doesn't have the quality of simcha without the dalad minim. Or it doesn't have the hakara of the mitzora without all those things. Or you haven't reached the tara without all of those things. Correct? But if they're not ma'akvin, then it means to say that there is a qualitative that it means that the inyan is really accomplished the inyan is really accomplished in some way. Okay, in other words, like he says, the tzitzis is leman tizkru, that's the inyan. So there is a quality of zechira, even with the tchelos alone, or even with the loven alone. Or there's an idea of temidus, or of constancy, of shema, or of korbanos. So it's true, two would be, is the ultimate expression. But it still is expressed in some regard. It still is expressed in some aspect, even with one a day. You understand? So as long as the sometimes you have that the components partake of the inyan itself, and that's when it's not ma'akim. But the tzivoy is the inyan. What's nitzdava is the inyan. But we say it's not ma'akev if a component of the inyan carries with it a quality of the inyan itself. Okay, just try to slim it down a little bit. Now, what is the Ramban learning, though? See, I think the Ramban is learning the other way. The Ramban is learning that every time you say it's an Ein Ma'akvin, it means it's an independent Tzivoy. Okay? And now there's only one question. Now the question is, he has the other way. It's a difference of going top down or bottom up. Okay? According to the Ramban, it goes from the Tzivoy first. If you see that there is a partial, if you see that there's Ein Ma'akvin, that means there's a Tzivoy on this, there's a Tzivoy on this, on the Talmud Shel Boker, there's a tzivoy on Talmud Shel Ben Arbayim, there's a tzivoy on Tchelis, there's a tzivoy on Lavan. Okay? But in Minyan HaMitzvos, we'll say that it's one, we'll say that these tzivoyim merge into one kiyum, into one mitzvah, if together they're mashlim one entity. If together they're mashlim each other, if they complete each other, if they augment each other. Okay? So it's a different way of looking at it. So therefore he says that if tzitzis is two tzivuyim that have one kiyum, then tefillin is definitely two tzivuyim that has one kiyum. You understand? If you look at it from that side, he's saying that as long as the two mitzvos, even if they're different, even if they're independent tzivuyim, if they share something in common with each other, and they're both osik in the same identity, then they're one. You understand? So then he says, tefillin should be one. Then tefillin should definitely be one. Why? Because it's true they're both separate mitzvos. It's true that both separate commands. One is Shel Yad and one is Shel Rosh, but together they're completing an inyan in the Gavra. But he says Shema and the Tamidim, they're separate tzivuyim, and they work independently. They're independent. One is a quality in Yom, and one is a quality in Laila. One is a quality in Boker, and one is a quality in Bein Arabayim. They don't merge into one Asiya. The Ramban holds, it goes by the Asiyos. But he's saying, he says it could be the Tzivoy in every Asiya, but if the independent Tzivoyim, if the component commands of Asiya merge into one Asiya, that has a common identity or common goal, that's what makes it one mitzvah. You understand? That's what makes it one mitzvah. It's a separate mitzvah. It's a tzivoy of Yad and a tzivoy of Rosh. It's a tzivoy of Tchelis and a tzivoy of Lavan. But when you count the mitzvos, you count the independent tzivoyim, the independent commands, which combine into one greater entity. But they have to be combined into a greater entity. You understand? Let me put it this way. Since he's tied to tzivoy, he's tied to asiya, it has to be that since he holds everyone as a separate chiyuv, on the every asiya is a separate chiyuv, you're only going to be able to count them as one if in asiya they become one. If in some sense through in Asiya itself they become one. That's only if they're going to be simultaneously, if they're going to be working together. You understand? So that's why he says that that could be by tzitzis and tefillin, right? But if you have two asios that are not ma'akvin, and they don't form one chefza, they don't form one idea, they each have their own unique character, and one is a character of Laila, and one is a character of Yom, one is a character of Boker, and one is a character of Bein HaRabayim, they don't join in any sense. So now you simply have two tzivuyim that are not joined. See, he's saying it's the fact that they're joined together is what makes them into one mitzvah. You understand? He's looking at the asios as independent, and they're only going to be one mitzvah if, in some sense, they're joined. Okay, so therefore, tefillin and tzitzis, he can say are joined. And it doesn't matter that doesn't matter how different they are. It doesn't matter how different they are. That's not relevant. But shachris, but kriyashma, shall boker as one idea, shall yom as one identity, and laila as another identity. Yeah. Yeah, so you have to say with the musafim that he holds, it's the same quality. It's the same quality. It's the same quality over and over. That's not considered like a merging. That's considered like it's one sivoy. It's to express the Kedushas Hayom of through Musaf. It's to express the Kedushas Hayom of Yom Tov through Musaf. So as long as the Zman, it's all one Zman. It's the Zman of the Chag. That the Zman of the Chag must be reflected in Mikdash. That he holds is, that's the mitzvah. But the Rambam, but listen, this is a subtle point. This is the subtlety. The Rambam is looking at it the other way. He's saying like this. He's saying, if there's one inyan in terms of idea, okay, there can be a mitzvah that has an inyan in terms of idea. You see, the term inyan is going to mean something different according to the Rambam and according to the Ramban. This is the point I'm trying to get across. When you say that there's one inyan, it means a different thing for the Rambam, for the Ramban. For the Ramban, the Ramban starts out with Asiya. Okay, so one inyan means in that framework, in the framework of Asiya, they become one inyan. You understand? It's a modification of what he's beginning with. He's beginning with the idea that each mitzvah that's not ma'akev is its own asiyah. And now if those asiyos together are one inyan of asiyah, you understand? Then you count it as one. Okay? But the Rambam is starting out with inyan on its own, not inyan in the framework of asiyah. He's saying there can be an idea, there can be an inyan that's a mitzvah. Mitzvah could be expressing kedusha, expressing being makabel olmo chashamayim in a constant way. That's not a particular asiyah, that's an inyan. An inyan can be that the mikdash should have tamidus. There should be a constancy of karbonos expressed throughout the day of... that's an inyan. You understand? That's not an asiyah. So he holds, there can be a mitzvah. That's really what it comes down to. Can there be a mitzvah on inyan? And then the chelke, or inyan, as long as they express it, will be not makom. Now the only thing we have to explain is that you're going to have to say, according to the Rambam, that the inyan, that in terms of asiya, the only thing we have to explain was tefillin, right? So there we wanted to say that tefillin is not like tzitzis. By tzitzis, it's an idea of really that there should be a zechira attached to your beged, right? It's really, the way we're trying to put it now is that the Rambam is saying there can be an inyan, and if they're not ma'akvin, it means to say that each component expresses a quality of the inyan. So there's an inyan, the inyan of tzitzis is l'man tizgeru. that there should be a zechira in the beged. The beged should be affected as a vehicle of zechira. Correct? And the Torah tells you there's a zechira in the beged through Tcheles and a zechira in the beged through Lavan. So that's both the same inyan. Right? That's both the same inyan. But it has to. But by Tfilin Shel Yad and Tfilin Shel Rosh, we don't say it's the guf. We say it's. We don't. There's nothing that can be kolel the two. The Rosh and the Lev are independent. Are independent entities. They're primary. They're primary identities of man. You can't just be kolel them into one. So it's not one inyan of chelke haguf. It's not one inyan of parts of the body. The inyan is that. That there's an idea of there's a primary entity of Lev and there's a primary entity of Rosh, and they're not just sub components. You can't, each one is its own. You can't just make it a component of something else. It has too much importance to be considered a part of a greater category, but therefore the Rambam is saying in terms of minyan hamitzvos, you look at the tefillin shel rosh and tefillin shel yad as separate mitzvos. Why? Because lev is not an inyan of rosh, and rosh is not an inyan of lev. Right? It's not like tcheles is an inyan of beged. And Lavan is an inyan in Beged. Lev is an inyan of Lev alone. Rosh is an inyan of Rosh alone. It's not an inyan of something else. Okay? But in terms of Bracha, you can say that there are two mitzvos that work on primary components of Adam. So in terms of Bracha, you can say these are two mitzvos that have effects in a similar way. And in terms of bracha, apparently, that's enough. But don't worry about the last part. But you have the main point I'm trying to make over here? It can't be the same asiya. In other words, according to the Ramban, they have to be part of the same asiya in some way. Either that they're ma'akvin, so that means it's an extended asiya, or that they're actually together. And part of one greater thing. But if they're in two zmanim and not ma'akvin, then they have nothing to do with each other in the framework of asiya. Right? He starts with asiya. And inyan can only group asiyos together within the framework of asiya. Still within the framework of the doing. If one is done in the morning and one is done in the evening, they have nothing to do with each other. Then in what sense of action are they one action? Are they part of one action? Apparently there's only three ways you can have asiyos. You can have one asiya. Either ma'akvin, because it means to say you didn't actually finish your action, like you built half a thing, or they're together, right? Or it's just identical repetition, like the musaf. And you say it's just a replay. It's just the same thing. It's just the same thing over and over. It's not a new mechayev. There's no new quality of mitzvah that's being expressed every day. Sukkos is a good question, but yeah, right. The Rambam seems to hold that you can have a mitzvah on an inyan itself. So there's an inyan of pamayim b'chol yom. You should be mekabel al malchus shemayim. There's an inyan of l'man tizkeru. That's the mitzvah. Right. How do you do it? That's an idea. That's an ideal. So he says it's the ideal that your day should be filled with Kabbalah Sochel Shemayim is accomplished through smaller units of Asiya. Each one will partake of that idea. Right? If they're not Ma'akrin. Constancy means... is going to demand the ultimate is going to be every component twice a day, but it still partakes of it even if it's once a day. It's not nothing, right? So he says But the point is, inyan can span two different asiyas according to the Rambam, because that's part of that. That could be the tzur of the mitzvah itself. And ein ma'akvin just means that within the inyan there are choshev asiyos, right? It's the original chakira. I think it's still good. The only thing is, you have to say by tefillin that they're. It's that in terms of kiyum, it's not two of the same thing. Each one is primary, but in a greater framework, they're operating on similar entities. So in bracha they can be one. Right, but the same question is the mitzvah the inyan. When you have a mitzvah that's not ma'akvin, is the mitzvah the inyan, and it's not ma'akvin because each of the asiyos are choshuv, to use a for lack of a better term, or is it that each asiya is really a separate tzivoy that doesn't regard the other one? But in minyan hamitzvos, since there's a greater inyan that's mekabates these two asiyos into under one heading, we only count it as one. The nafka min is going to be: Are you open or are you accepting of an idea of an inyan as a mitzvah? Formulated in that way. As for the Rambam, in order to group them as one mitzvah, you have to be able to say, in a certain sense, that one is just a repetition of the other. On a basic level, it's just the tchelas and the lavan are really the same thing, essentially. The entities of Zikaron and the Beged. The Kriyash Mashal Shachar and Shal Erev are essentially the same thing. Kabbalah Sol Mocha Shemayim. The Talmud is essentially the same thing. That the Mikdash should have a constancy of Karbanos. Right? But he holds that Rosh and Lev, you can't do that. They're just completely... There are qualities and ideas of Rosh, and there are qualities and ideas of Lev. And the mitzvah is to that is exactly part of the mitzvah, to embrace the lave and the rosh in their own way and relate them to the ideas of tefillin. You can't. Now, in terms of Adam, because Adam has two of these primary elements that must each be regarded as independent choshev things. And when you're thinking about lev, it's not. There's no room for rosh. And when you're thinking about rosh, there's no room for lev. And it's not just a repetition of adorning the guf. It's not just a repetition of adorning the guf on this part or on that part. But it's in terms of the things themselves. So you can't say that it's. You wouldn't say it's one inyan. In what sense is it one inyan in mitzvah, in asiya? In what sense is this asiya the same inyan as that asiya? It's not. It's not. In the sense of asiya and mitzvah, they're different. Okay, but in terms of the final result, does this asiya, when a person is osa this primary entity of Adam and that primary entity of Adam, in the final analysis he will have a certain completion. So then in bracha he can go by the ultimate kiyum. Apparently, I don't know. I got to check with Daniel. Does this work out, Daniel? That bracha can go on the kiyum. You have to say that over here.
If it's not two separate kiyum, though, if it's two separate mitzvahs, then
no. Ultimately, there's a greater kiyum. Ultimately, they both have a kiyum of the of shleimus Adam. But shleim, huh?
The union of the mitzvah can be shleimus Adam.
No, because you can't. You just can't do that. You can't minimize lev or rosh in any sense. You can't minimize them. The mitzvah has to take them as primary. The mitzvah takes them as primary. Yeah. Even it doesn't see what I'm saying over here doesn't necessarily mean that the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about tefillin now. But it comes out that if you hold the way you count them just means that they have a similarity, then that's enough for the Ramban to count the tefillin as one. Because, see, you understand, this is see, each side has a different quality. Each side, the Rambam and the Ramban, they have different strength. They have different, I don't know if you say coolers and chumers, but they have different things are possible for each one. See, for the Ramban, since the whole thing is that each tzivoy is separate, and it's just a question of minyan and mitzvos, if there's a similarity and a completion in asiyah, so even though tefillin shel Rosh and shel Yad, even though Rosh and Yad are very different in their individual tzivoy, that doesn't stop him from counting them as one. Because he's not learning that they have to be merged in a tzivoy. See, the Ramban is not learning that in order... This is also a big... maybe this is an easier way to look at it. According to the Ramban, it's not that they're merged in a tzivoy that makes them one mitzvah. It's the fact that the tzivoyim merge into a complementary ideas, into a complementary idea, or into a complete, or the tzivoyim merge on some level into a complete thing. So he's moded that, yeah, Rosh is one complete tzivoy, and Lev is another complete tzivoy. And in terms of tzivoy, they don't include each other at all. But lemaisa, when a person is lovush in tefillin, so Rosh and shol Yad, all these same parshios are affecting two essential components of his Adam. That's enough to take these different tzivuyim and in minyan mitzvahs to count it as one. Whereas the Rambam says they have to be one in tzivoy. You understand? They have to be one in tzivoy. The only thing is that tzivoy can be an inyan. But in that sense, he's saying you can't say that the tzivoy is going to be kolel Rosh and Yad in one way, because they're primary. The tzivoy has to be tofes Yad alone and Rosh alone. Right now, that's true. Now you could say that with the bracha that the Ram holds that the inyan can be mitzaref the sios in terms of bracha. You don't have to say like we were saying before; it has to do with the kiyam. But it still has to do with the kiyam, doesn't it? It's because in terms of kiyam they will have a shared identity. That's where you can be mitzaref the asiyos. I mean, but the bracha could be on the asiyah, it's just that the kiyam will be mitzayir of them. That's what you mean?
Right.
Okay. All right.